training day, Officer Hoy. It's your chance to give you a little taste of reality. You think you can handle it?
Hi.
Lou, we're here at the Sovereign to make a very special announcement about this weekend, so I'll let you do it.
Yes, and the special announcement is we have a special guest, Louis DePee, here today. Woo-hoo! To bring in our weekend, which is going to start on Tuesday this week. Yes, indeed. No, this week is training day! Woo! The grills are going to be out. Uncle Neil's hot cheese machine is going to be out and ready to go. Cheesy beef, sprouts, burgers, come on down and go Bears!
I've heard some rumors of music, Lou.
All rumors, but you never know until you get here. You never know what's going to happen with those dark room guys.
All right, so Louis DePee, you're the guest today. And of course, whenever I see you, I have to get a White Sox paragraph out of you. Let me hear what your assessment is.
The White Sox suck. The season is over. Let's move on and we'll see what we're going to do and make some trades this offseason. That's my update for the White Sox.
All right, very good. Thank you. Let's hope they're listening to you. Lou, we need you. Well, let's do our segment called Bear of the Week. Bear of the Week. And I guess we can start with Louis DePee. Louis, you're Bear of the Week.
Mark Marini, number 80, from Montana. 7 years of experience. He's a wide receiver kick returner, and he's going to do some good things this weekend because it's going to be the third stringers playing by the middle of the second quarter.
Very good. And let me go to Lou. Lou, we need your Bear of the Week.
My Bear of the Week, good old number 74, Bullard, rookie out of some college of Florida.
Miami.
No, Florida.
Oh, Florida, right.
It's Florida. Bullard, he is going to make it. Watch out for him because the Bears are going to be stupid enough to trade him, and he's going to be an all-pro player with the Cleveland Browns.
All right, there you go, Lou. And my Bear of the Week is I'm giving some punter love to Pat O'Donnell, the third year. It's as close to my name as possible. That is good old number 16. He's a three-year veteran. He will be doing the punting. So, Louis, what do you think of this Cub thing? Is it cultish yet? Are they a religion yet?
Well, of course they're a religion. Everybody's on the Cubs bandwagon right now, which is fine. I actually saw somebody the other week get upset because they didn't score a run when they had runners on second and third. And I felt like telling the guy, guess what? You just won 11 in a row and you're 30 games above 500. Relax. It's going to be all right.
Do you predict that they will go all the way?
Absolutely not. Completely useless by September. Their names are the Cubs for a reason. Completely useless by September.
Well, here's my point about it, too. I think that psychologically it's a very difficult thing to be a Chicago Cub. Because, number one, you're worshipped for no reason, virtually. You know, that number one. And number two, once the S hits the fan and you have to actually be in the playoffs, the pressure of 108 years is just horrible.
I thought it was more than that. Isn't it more than 108 years at this point in time? Isn't it like
1908?
No, you're right. Yeah.
A nice round.
I mean, it seems like longer than 108 years. I don't know.
So we're just a couple of guys who are not Cub fans talking about Cubs.
Right.
But and I feel strange about how the Ricketts bought up all the land and.
I mean, good for them for buying up all the land. They're gonna make something out of it. They're gonna make more of it than it can possibly be. There's a hotel there. There's a hotel that's going on the other side too, from what I understand now. But you got to keep in mind that these kids, they've never dealt with this before. They don't know about the Cubs mystique.
Right.
So maybe they might be all right. I'm thinking about going to Wrigley and releasing a black cat sometime soon. But I mean, we'll see what happens.
All right, that's a thanks for being on the podcast, brother. All right, Lou, I'm trying to think of his question of the week. Oh, I've got it. Lou, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
How far will the Chicago Cubs go in the playoffs as we sit here on August 23rd?
They will go to the National League Championship.
All right. Doesn't Gabe bear that? Lou, give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week. Go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right there. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Training Day Services. For the complete fun of August 28th, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou.